Lolo Cheeto. It's that New York rider music they bump in the streets, yo. My Brownsville and niggas not be letting that heat go. The streets know, and plus the police chief know. It's deep in New York, we be playing for keeps, yo. Get caught slipping, yeah, rockin' sleep, yo. Sleep, yo, sleep, yo.
Alright.
My city's a problem. Straight Bronx, Brooklyn to Harlem. Niggas trying to maintain they stardom. In Queens they robbing. Snatch him while he's off and stomp him. So don't come around here often from OT flossing. You get sent back in the coffin. Staten Island, yeah, they known for extortion. New Yorkers will kill you. Young shot is quick to pill you. If you ain't gangsta, we will reveal you. Preem!
This is all real.
Just that New York rider music, that
if you think this is the end, this is only the beginning.
It's that New York rock, rock, playing, playing, keep, keep,
keep. DJ King Flow.
Yeah, we rock and we roll. Yeah, we chop up the soul. Rappers need some of the dope, so they cop and they blow. Or do I get the dope? Or you already know?
This is so gangsta. OGGG. Yeah, we still running the streets. Don't fuck with a beast. Always roll with a fleet. Always roll with a piece. You act up, yeah, these bullets is hotter than grease. When that Mac release. OGGG.
Yo, you're looking for a wife. All my bitches are nymphos. You see these are frisbee. Throw your shit out the window. I bang the instrumental. Yo, it's a fucking rental.
This is so gangsta. O-G-G-G-G-I-D-E-O-U-T. This is so gangsta. O-G-G-G. This is so gangsta.
Steph Curry, when he pick and pop, the combination of big and pop, you need to listen hot, getting it popping on y'all, like old Redenbach, whether written or off the top, I had to offer a lot, Southport or Orthodox, I'ma still call the shots, it's like a robbery, y'all need to call the cops, Lamborghini apricot, see me in a forward drop, the New York Porter Rock, Taino Arawak, got the hammers out, like you know you see the arrow cock, wear designer shit, but I still sport the camouflage, been had the knowledge itself. The name is Aguilar. I read from the pink houses. Used to build with the guard. Half a mill, rest in power. We are not forgetting y'all. The guard power cipher really outliving y'all. And don't appreciate the shit that I did for y'all.
What's my name?
My name is Nigel Frank.
So Sean P.
DJ King Flow.
Yeah.
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 Mixtape.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Sean P.
Aguilar.
Aguilar.
Huh. The song Royale. Huh. Gang and Bloodline.
Straight music.
Straight music.
Yo. Yeah, we all cool, pa. Anybody can get it. Winchesters, Remingtons, any shot it, I hit it, yo. Dress sloppy, but my rap is dapper. Watch Rosewood go outside and slap a cracker. Yo, various styles and various hot shit. Killed a nigga on the train with Barry Slotnick, Duke. Bottom line, you ain't ready for rock. With your girl, Duke, I'm ready to fuck. Due to knowledge, I'm ill. Especially when the guard swallowing pills. Spaz out on your bitch while she gobble my deals. All my niggas with the drama for real. Rough Dread, Aguilar, body armor and steel. Swap in the field, untouchable. Sean Connors got killed. Y'all niggas chill for your mama get killed. Yo, what? Untouchable? Sean Carney got killed. Y'all niggas chill for your mama get killed. Yeah.
And we gon' give this all that we got.
Blow the spot, keep rising to the top. My niggas keep rising to the top.
And we gon' give this all that we got.
Blow the spot, keep rising to the top. All my niggas keep rising to the top.
You going for the crown, nigga, calm down.
DJ
he haunts hip-hop, hip-hop haunts him back. When he runs out of rounds, he roundhouses his cracks. Mission capable, tie you to the table, interrogate you with jumper cables. Don't know what to ask you, don't know what to say to you. Pray for you, the isolatory is unescapable. Anonymously paid for you, custom made for you. Madman label you when your behavior's unfavorable till it breaks you. Musical misnomer, microphone ogre, symbiote host and clone donor. For the next 4 months, I smoke blunt, white paper. Old school son, just roll up some so I can zone to the drum. Enuma Elish, Shotokan flips, Dogon kicks, one arm gunslingers don't miss, won't fuck with you.
Smoking that fire, smoking that Dorito. And you know. Smoking that fire, smoking that Dorito. And you know.
Freedom Waves.
There's not one brother left.
DJ King Flow, my brother, my brother. Yeah, I celebrate the life of my brother. If you don't know right now, you discover we get mad at one another, but you still my brother. Yo, Grand Rising, nothing is pure as this man rhyming. I reef hustle the kid in my assignment. The life is aligning along with divine timing. I'm pointing to the sky, I see a comet. I see my brother. You always show love to everybody, my brother. Inspire people, good advice, my brother. Made people mad, and that's facts. But my brother will give you the shirt off his back, my brother. Forever hold it down, forever my support, even if I'm not around. You talk about me, how you sound is going down. Barely break somebody's jaw if you spoke about a bounce. Always told the truth when I ain't really wanna hear it. But what am I to do if I ain't one with his opinions? I sent him some music, some joints he wasn't feeling. He always had faith, like one day I make a million. I wish you was here, how I better state it. But when you left the earth, I was devastated. Then you went to the sky and you elevated. To my bro, wrong benefit, I dedicated. This is for my brother. My brother, my brother. Yeah, I celebrate the life of my brother. If you don't know right now, you discover we get mad at one another. Brother, but still, yeah, my yeah, brother.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
DJ King Flow.
Hey, yo, let me in. I'm ready, nigga. Yeah, black yayo, build it like it's Lego. In case they want a me guard, I can blast them with a halo.
Oh, shit,
niggas gay though, killers move when I say so. In the play oh, metal in your face like you Kano. You just a day old, don't get A like Dale. In defeat, I'm still hollering now. Bitch, I'm double with the punches, don't get your jaw, bro. Dropping non-fictional bars with the log, go. Chill, cuz, oh, you don't want this car smoke.
Nah.
You can't fuck with me, I heard you even snort coke. I barely miss when I fire, I hit the bullseye. Bullets fly, or they can die by suicide. Fuck your life, nigga, I'm Nems. I'm sick with it, on this filthy beat, I spit phlegms. Nasty, you find your bones in the den. Fucking with the guard logo, I spit gems, ah.
Remember who you're working for.
Oh, tight, 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 yeah. DJ King Flow.
Every day a rapper's born. Let me show you how I'm stop selling coke. Grab a gun, take a bunch of selfies while you're talking to a stack of dough. Screaming fuck bitches while you're claiming that you're smacking hoes. Back up, bro, this is only just the side of it. Mumble words together and never put no hot in it. Part of it though is looking the pot too. You don't need no buys, dude, just make sure your car's cool. Who needs a skilled flow? You iced out, your grill's gold. And even if you're still broke, these kids will think you're ill, yo. It's almost as if Aiken's the new in crowd. Rappers have live in the booth, don't need a pen now. Less verses, more hooks, hyping and hollering. Stick to this, you'll get looks, hiding your following. Follow these steps and you might find quick fame. You won't last forever though, soon you'll have to switch games, yo.
Uh-oh, there goes another one.
Went from rapping on tracks to rapping on trash, yo. But you always shouting how you be the next thing. Budget's obsolete, now your home is on the street, y'all.
cease the clout, yo, nigga, now you fucking clout, yo.
Nothing they can do to stop it. Acting out of pocket, they never mention your name, but now they want a profit. Talking that Carolina shit, well, there's a line in the sand. Industry over there, the real is where I stand. I ain't a fan of no man, cause man will let you down. You might as well join the circus and become a clown. Me beg you to put me on is ridiculous. I'd rather own it all and win later. Inconspicuous, a different breed. Insight from the Lord when they entered me. I became the entity vessel. He speaks to me, move through life like day and night. Darkness comes right after life. The deeds you done in life will be echoed in the afterlife.
Anything last one's last gets black guard. How they gonna black ball the blacksmith? Hacksaw, dug in at the gym, but getting flex more platform. Cool. They shot flew in it, clanked off the rim, so now it's our move. Legend, ledger, how you gain success is not how legends measure. Let them tell it, you were never ready. Now look at you, ready, high beam, on a highway, at a high speed. High premium for high grade, but we the high chief, so high hater. Heard you was pissed off, let me hydrate you. Higher mighty turn, high tailor, seen the most high's favorite. Cause if I pull my gun, I am gonna shoot. And if I hit someone, they be on the moon. It's like a full-time job, not to prove niggas right, but everything is done in the soon come to the light.
Beware, so. You're alone in a world that's not fair. You can die here and nobody would care. When it's on, you can feel it in the air. Everywhere.
DJ King Flow. Yeah. Mixtape Addict.
Out here chasing the flip. All these cases I get, you know, red bottles, blue bottles, Ace and the Chris. I will never sign a statement, I am taking a fifth. Fuck what happened yesterday, cause today is a gift.
Out here chasing the flip, all the cases I get. You know, suitcase, briefcase, case in the lid. You gotta keep your head up when you face with some shit. Fuck what happened yesterday, cause today is a gift. We in the low where it go down at the drop of a coin. Full of dope fiends and whore sons, like books from Donald Goins. Little niggas be riding, don't know where they be going. No direction in they life, no father figure to show them. Call the little brother king, but don't explain why he chose it. We make it through the cold days when it ain't even snowing. It get hard to really see it when the snow get to blowing. The shining, clouds are just judgment and you won't even know it. Every morning we wake up, but it ain't guaranteed. If it's over, then it's over. Ain't no warranty. It was days I felt like what life want from me. I could see your misery. Ain't got a front for me. Our games don't change a thing, so don't stunt for me. My wife and my kids, that's what comfort me. And I'ma live for that. So if you comfort me, that's a big ready to die if you confront me.
Out here chasing a flip. All these cases I get, you know, red bottles, blue bottles, Ace and the Chris. I will never sign a statement, I am taking a fifth. Fuck what happened yesterday, yeah, today, today is a gift.
DJ King Flow.
All I see is dick violence, underachievers and non-believers. I kept the torch lit back when they ain't believing us. The gatekeepers try to keep us at bay, promoting all the frauds while the real just fade away. Some gave up, turned their back and walked away. I've been dope and still continue to push the envelope. Unbelievable quotes when bars get spoke. And I never had a ghost that wrote. Listen, I push the pen from the left to the right side of the page. Sinister verse, as soon as I'm done, I burn sage. I pay homage to MCs from the golden age. I dap them up backstage if we engage. Patiently waiting for my shot, trying to suppress the rage. I'm cut from a different cloth, a fabric. Called them not trying to have it. I got a bad habit of sticking my middle finger up. If it's something to war on, I don't give a fuck. But years ago, I used to. Blind loyalty to a fault, that's how they use you. They forget who supported them along the way. When you spit facts, what the fuck can they say? A public enemy, rebel without a pause. I've been woke, I know what I just saw. Random thoughts, I counsel myself out on the walk. That's probably how I survived so long and never got shot. I'm too focused to participate in small talk. Spin off expensive for hire, I'm watching hard. Drasmatic, I'm just a regular guy.
Yo, I don't go to their parties, I don't pick up their calls, I don't look at the texts, I ain't fucking with y'all. We ain't got the same friends, I don't bang with your set. Only thing we got in common is your sister, we love her to death. Don't get upset, gotta change your energy. Talk about yourself amongst others, cause haters become enemies. Dwelling in the past leads to jail and more therapy. Trips out of state, duffel bags full of felonies. Your gang in the precinct, auto-tune singing melodies. Ratting for the blue cheese, wingman turned celery. No loyalty in the streets, they'll kidnap your newborn. You ain't got the ransom money or grow up in a group home. Clear out your bank account, I've been sleeping in a futon. Bitch made nigga with a purse full of Groupons. Y'all indolent, envious leeches from day uno. Talk shit about me, but in front of me, y'all straight culo. Yo. I'm just minding my business. Minding my business. You see who you heard what, man? Listen, I don't know nothing. I'm just minding my business.
Brooklyn, attitude in my DNA. We ain't play with the same shit. Wasn't no CNC. Marduk got what she could. Wasn't no CNA. My only suit I wore to church, cause that's where we would pray. Hoping Jesus heard us and hoping he fucked with me today. Maybe we could go to Six Flags one day when she get paid. People say she could make equal wage as the majorities. I don't see it how they see this way. Grew up, got on my grizzle. We got to be this way. Still ain't never been to Six Flags. Ain't seen it to this day. Still didn't. Mar didn't. Phil didn't. Real business. I don't even want to go now. That's how I feel with it. These all grown man bars, and trust me, I'm trying to deal with it. It might be minor to y'all, but that shit still hitting.
Still hitting.
I'ma do it. I'ma be real with it.
Real with it, nigga.
Arms crossed, Buffalo Bills fitted.
Let's go.
Roller coaster with the toaster in the fun park. When the sun dark,
yeah,
that's when the fun start. Every ride dangerous, niggas ain't wanting no part.
Yeah.
Drug dealers, murders, murders.
I got a fascination with the elements of the occult. Bitches wicked, cursed, stricken, bedridden, unexpectedly sickened. Voodoo dolls with your likeness in the crawl space in the wall. Stick the pins through your face, the owl sees all. Catch you third eye blind in the handicap stall. And stick your head in the toilet at the local mall. You're walking out of the bathroom with shit on your face, a Yankee candle. If we got a fucking problem, then it will be swiftly handled. Axes ripping out a Randall, urns with ashes on the mantle. Heavy metal vandals, it's about to be a fucking scandal. Had a dream, now a plan, manifested into action. Real, recognized real, in this ill poet's faction. No cabal of elites, burning prop bodies, sacrifice discreet. Keep the masses worshipping false idols. Mass psychosis, while you're grasping for a title. They monetized our vitals, pharmaceuticals that make you suicidal. Weak minds pliable, not liable to roll a blunt with pages from the Bible. And it's viable to cats with alibis still undeniable. Death note, in your best coat, all these lines cut throat. The long shot antidote, scream to the track and choke. Dark god and oblique apparitions out the tesseract smoke. Brother, pass me the dagger and cloak. I'm creeping up behind, this ain't a practical joke. Like Caesar on the podium, vengeance was evoked. Several entities were sent to seek possessing, make you choke.
Namani exchanged the brains.
DJ King Flow.
Rocking, nigga. What up, Crane?
The money exchange, the brain.
Fresh dress like yeah. Billion bucks.
Right now you wanna buy me diamonds and I'm on
you. Yo, let's go.
bags, cashier wearing cashmere. That's 20 racks for a jacket and some khaki pants. Damn. Bummy rappers with bunny rabbit ears. You mad, I'm a money magnet. Carrots do the money dance in my sunglasses. Slick talker, this a tongue lashing. If it's me and Preem, then it's a smash hit like Summer Madness. Will Smith should do the ad-libs while I mag bitches in rich fabrics. Meek dragging up a Saks Fifth, Maybach G-Wagon. This ain't even me bragging, like Ali sneaking jabs in. I don't drive a Ford, how you rhyme? You can't afford Tom Ford, they should kick you out of the store. No Bugatti, no Barneys, no Marnie. You know it's Marcy, you see the gold Cardis. The cocaine in the bowl at the party. A whole lot of Barbies, the whole army. They on my body. Like Armani.
Armani exchange the
Armani
ring.
Section.
Fresh dress like a million bucks.
Dress my body in linen by Armani.
Armani exchange the range.
Now you wanna buy me diamonds in Armani.
Type of product I got to form a rock, it does not need ice a lot. Might break the watch, scraping the side of the pot. A few diamonds fell out the clock, but it couldn't make time stop on the block. Shots from the Glock made the rock while a collar pop. Let the chopper give him a crop top. Homicide, the body slide off the chopping block like a side of livestock. Nigga dropped a bottle of private stock. Slipped on slime, bitch thinking it was wine. Get the mop, make him slide. In style like a Prada slide. My product had him online before Wi-Fi. 2 for 5s, hand to hand, that's a high five. Divide the pie. When you a player, you could not ride the pine. Finesse dimes out of Calvin Klein. Goose down like a mountain climb.
Okay.
Powerful lines like powder lines. Must be out your mind. Trying to turn these hoes to housewives. Keep them on the couch, cause we outside. Outside. In the Armani section.
You wanna buy me diamonds in Armani.
Armani exchange the range.
See, that's one thing about me that you niggas don't know. Besides 244.
DJ King Flo.
I ain't telling you bitches.
I'm anticipating my greatness.
Yeah.
I look around at my team. Like, look at niggas, we made it. This shit ain't over, B. Still gotta murk a few. Take the ratchet out, close the door, spray the fucking booth.
Yeah.
Proceed with caution if you feel you got something to lose. We don't feel the same unless you feel like a murderer too.
Bam.
I can murder a crew,
bam,
or just murder a nation.
Bam.
Underground, you don't find us on radio stations.
Nah.
Airwaves change colors when I breathe deep.
Breathe.
Cause I'm a wolf in a wolf, and I see sheep.
Yeah.
I'm attentive, did I mention if I feel pressure? I'm the last dragon with a glow that blows so extra.
Yo,
big homie said, fuck it, my nigga, go get it.
What
these
up,
niggas bobbing and weaving, that left straight sticking.
Yeah.
That right hook body blow got niggas blood spitting. I'm in the corner cooling off, impeccably shitting. I ain't crazy, it just seems like it.
Seems
I know
like
they
it.
Like it, even though the haters still fighting. It's still biting on the coke flow. I ain't a trap nigga either,
nah,
but the boy getting paper by the boatloads. Designer shoes, nine niggas still rocking my J's.
Yeah.
True fest, top to bottom, still rocking the fade.
Yeah.
Go watch, I ain't worried about rocking a chain. I can rob you and sell it back to you niggas to change.
Right.
That's my motherfucking MO, extortion.
Okay.
You niggas got a piece of the pie, I want the bigger portion.
Yeah.
These niggas kill me with their flaws and shit. I got heat, I make you feel like a blunt in your whip. I spit side nine, you gon' burn in this bitch. I turn the stage to a motherfucking earning this bitch. Couple K's, couple 40s in a bag full of clips. I had your skinny jeans looking like a bag full of shit.
If you muscled up, get your fucking six pack, tummy tuck,
doubled up,
cocaine, dope game all day,
run them up,
get your wig split, trying to call 12, easy to tell, who's real, who's fake, I don't break bread with birds or make moves with snakes,
we don't fuck with none of y'all,
cause they just get greedier, I'm too anti-social for social media,
it's the ones that's close to you, that be deceiving you, phantoms with their hands in the air, they don't believe in you, on go ready to cheer for what they're feeding you,
M.O.,
you might want to check the Wikipedia, extravagant glow, high traffic like Expedia. Your local and mediocre. Homie, you a disgrace. Don't get poked in your poker face.
hiring, nigga, shut your mouth. Talking crazy on them streams, nigga, just for clout. You be doing all them gimmicks cause you watching academics. I know it's been a minute, but the West back in it. Let's get it. Let me show them how the coast do. Stand on business for the members, come expose you. And you don't want that cold red or cold blue. Before you hit that LAX, what you gon' do? Tap in, cause we ain't going for no disrespect. All these blogs is the reason there's a disconnect with fake narratives. These niggas making up shit. Okay, that's cool, I be the nigga you can take it up with. You seen that message in your DM, but you never type back. Then I caught you out in public, you wasn't really like that. Hey, you wasn't ready for that conversation. Said he doing all that hating, but you scared of confrontation. What the fuck?
Shut your mouth talking crazy. On the West, we amazing. Put something in it that you don't want. Don't they really call you deep throat? It's my name, out your mouth. Speaking on things that you don't know about. Mouth wrote a check that your ass can't catch. Talking shit, get you took out fast.
You go a piping hot cup or shut the fuck up. When sticks run for office, vote for what's up. We stuck on a brand new high, call it elevation. Enterprise, monopolize, meditation. Here to address the nation like a congregation. While you gossip like a bitch in your conversations. Frontline since the 90s with a full clip. The rules and regulations, Los Angeles, West Coast evangelist. Power of the people say, X made a miracle, nothing is identical. Loose lips move faster than a ricochet. The truth moves slow and low like a Chevrolet. My feet never touching the ground. You about to find out you keep fucking around. So now, don't make a nigga shut you down. Shut shit off, shut you up, shut your mouth.
Keep my name out your mouth, yeah. Speaking on things that you don't know
shut
about.
Shut your bitch ass up.
Keep my name out your mouth, speaking on things that you don't know about.
Bleak. Class is in session, oblique stepping in to give you the thesis, yo, to teach you the lesson. Give the page a crease, ink versus you're in store for recently deceased. I only dream of more gore rhymes from bleak light twins down the corridor. Unfortunate events taking place at random or door because I summon the ghosts of Mordor. Hit three sips under the floorboards. Death ramp, that your cabin's so bleak. Hands on the page and take notes when I rap. You're getting robbed by Italians with an employment gap. I've got a mask on my face, I own a pet bat. I'm riding through town while he sits on my lap. Better than a guard dog when I take a dirt nap. That way, no one can give my coffin a tap. What?
Everybody want paper, eyes filled with lust, you know. When you get the paper, niggas want your crust. Kick the snakes out your circle, homeboy, you must. Long-term stress, I be holding my chest. Old bitter robbers still critiquing my fresh. Everybody's sicy, the grins is icy. Polar bear niggas, true straws and Nikes. Trying to see what's what, you got involved with a smut. Pitch yourself twice, no need to discuss. I smell the weak in your speech, they will break your beat. I'll be on the low blind any day of the week. No friction in my current, white bleach detergent. Headed to the lab, you know, swift and urgent. All plans canceled, them goats and camels. Got you off beat, trying to figure my handles. I'll be everywhere once in a couple of months. General scholars, pass me blunts. I only want the money, keep them stunts and cunts. Keep an 85 open with my manners in front.
Your frame. Trying to hit this thing while the beat just splits your brain. Real niggas in here, up your light top. Bitches in here, keep it quiet, huh? Cause yellow niggas be them rolling boulders. Body grip our shoulder, shape like Coca-Cola. I'm seeing your Dota, open-toed shoes with your pinky ring nails painted. So cute. Now, tell you what I want you to do.
Don't get offended.
Bitch, tell you what I want you to do. Shake like the end of the month bill was due. Break a leg like a single drop of sweat was a bruise in ya. Get wet, cause your hubby, he's a pretender. And the sound of my voice alone, he just remember. Yeah, at socks, I say hello. My Afro D's breed Velcro eyes. My broad stay stuck. I don't give a fuck. Prefer if
hoes keep their eyes closed when they suck.
Yeah.
The greatest trick he played was that he never existed. My business, number one on your hit list, like Wayside and who we spit with. She can tell by the way that he tipped it.
Bitch, yeah, I'm come just on. Moving on up to the east side of things.
DJ King Flow.
Yeah, yeah.
Mix shape at it.
Way up, player. What's up? Let's go. Girl, don't you see I'm out here hustling for you.
Come on.
I gotta go get this paper.
Uh-huh.
Girl, don't you see I'm out here hustling for you.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I gotta go get this paper.
See,
I'm out here hustling. Hustling so I can get back home to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, I'm out here hustling.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Hustling so I won't lose you. Well, every day I gotta get it, and how I get it's none of your business. Long as I'm handling mine, you gon' see the way that I shine.
You with me, then you will see it, girl. If you're calling, I'm busy, baby, just wait for me.
Don't you see I'm out here hustling for you?
You can see I'm out here hustling.
I gotta go get this right for you. Hustling for you,
and you can see I'm out here.
I gotta go get this paper.
See I'm out here hustling, hustling,
hustling, so I can get back home to you,
home to you.
You see I'm out here hustling,
hustling,
hustling, so I won't lose you.
DJ King Flow, mixtape addict.
Sir, yourself. Welcome to the Mixtape Addict Radio Show. We got the homie Aguilar the Don, hip hop legend in the building. How's your day going so far, my man?
I'm great. I'm great. You know, doing music as usual, staying, you know, on top of the year. 2025 is a good year for us. So, you know, we grateful, just, you know, not getting comfortable. You know what I mean? Staying on our job, making that music.
Yes, sir. Happy New Year to you, bro. And I see you working, you know, always. Like creating mad, nice beats and always, of course, with the fucking sharp lyrics, always doing your thing, man. So shout out to you for that, my bro.
That's what's up.
Yes, sir. Let me start with the mixtape edit question, man. That's a tradition that I have in the show that I ask to all my guests. Who is your all-time favorite DJ?
DJ Premier.
All right.
Yeah, Premier.
And tell the people why, especially Premier.
You know, because, you know, the way he, you know, the way he, you know, stays on his skill set, the way he, you know, he don't like to do a lot of talking. You know, he don't like to do a lot of talking. He just, you know, let his skills speak. And, I, you know, you got to respect that. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Champions don't do a lot of talking. They just perform. And yep. Premier is definitely a champion in my book.
Yes, sir. We remember you guys made the New York Writer Music joint.
That's right.
Yeah, shit is legendary.
Classic.
Yep, true classic. And you're talking about classics, you know, it's Mixtape Addict, man, and you have a few classics, you know, under your belt when it comes to mixtapes too, bro.
Oh, facts, most definitely, you know what I mean? You know, the Purple City era, you know what I mean? Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You know, we did a lot with that with Dipset. You know, I just, you know, stepped away from all that and did my own thing with Propane Campaign. You know, because at the time we wasn't seeing eye to eye, but we, you know, right now we might do a reunion coming soon. So it might, you know, it's up in the air. But shout the Shice Bub. You know.
Yes, sir. And do you miss the mixtape format? Like, do you wish you could go back, you know what I'm saying, and drop some more tapes, man?
With the nature, I mean, you know, either way, some of my mixtapes were considered albums to the street. I don't really, you know, care about the, you know, the level that it's not there anymore. I just know that, you know, I was a contributor at a part of a time where, you know, it was very important to have them. And, you know, basically people are still, you know, celebrate them, you know, from their favorite artists or whatever the case may be. But, you know, we found it as a hustle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what made Purple City and Dipset real special, because we understood the hustle of the streets and what the streets want. And that was the base of it.
Yep, and that's how you, you know, built your fan base. And not only in the streets, because out there in Europe, you know, we used to get that shit on Emule or LimeWire, all that shit. Also, all the mixtape websites like Deadpiff and all that. So, you know, this shit went worldwide, man. Even nowadays, I can have some hip-hop heads. They know about the Purple City Bird Gang. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, man. And to you, what makes the dope mixtape? Like, what do you want to hear when you press play?
Me personally, you know, I just want to hear raw hip hop, dope raw hip hop. You know, just a variation of what the artist's talent is. How, you know, really what showcases the artist's talent, you know, and how they approach, you know, a mixtape or, you know, whether they, you know, gonna put some of their best verses on it, you know, or you know, however, you know, you anticipating them, you know, it varies. The artwork,
yep.
The DJ that's mixing it, mm-hmm. You know, a lot of elements come with making a mixtape. So I feel like, you know, you gotta have a wide aspect of what, you know, what you're doing and how to approach it. And you know, DJs, you know, like Doo-Wop or DJs like Ron G, you know, they made a lot of mixtapes in New York. And you know, it depends on what you're trying to showcase, you know, and the mixtape is that kind of platform, you know, for artists to show their skill set, how dope they are, and you know, be able to, you know, get them to a level where they, you know, could be heard on a wide scale. You know, it's a platform.
Yep. And do you think it's something that's missing right now, like when it comes to the DJs? Like, do you think they should break more records from unsigned artists? Because they used to do that.
Well, it's a different system now. So, you know, but the DJs are still, you know, you know, I think technology is just, you know, changing. And, you know, now, you know, it ain't like, you know, a mixtape ain't a cassette tape no more. It's like you find it online now, you know. And, you know, I just consider them, you know, digital albums, you know, whether people want to name them mixtapes or not, it's still music. And at the end of the day, you know, you try to not make it complicated. You try to, you know, just say, yo, if I did a song over somebody else's beat, what is going to be the outcome of it? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Is, you know, are you going to use it for a mixtape or have it, you know, have it broke, you know, from other DJs that like it, you know, and they might play it, you know. It depends on, you know, where you're aiming at.
Yep. And something I miss about hip-hop, too, is the time where everybody were jumping on remixes. When somebody had a hot track, you had a remix with tons of people on it. I miss that shit, man.
Well, you know, I think people evolved beyond the mixtape game now because they know that, you know, some of the mixtapes that some people put out were like albums. And kind of, you know, had that long life. You know, long playing life to the mixtape. And, it was like, every time you drop a mixtape, the streets would get hype. You know, the people would be like, You know, like when Lil Wayne dropped his tapes, I seen a lot of people that, you know, were waiting for that. And, you know, it depends on, you know, where do you find your, you know, how do you find your niche? Your niche, you know, how do you find, you know, your pocket and you know, what works for you?
Yep.
You know, if you're doing gangster grill mixtapes, you know, with DJ Drama, you know, he was just, you know, you wouldn't, you know, some of the artists that blew up, you didn't hear from, you never heard of them before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so some of these depends on, you know, how you want to get heard in this big game, you know?
Yep.
Depends on how you want to be heard, you know?
Yes, sir. And if you had to go back, like, to the mixtape days and drop an Aguilar mixtape, who would you choose to Austin mix the project? Like, what DJ?
I basically never did one with Doo-Wop. I was on a lot of Tony Touch. I've been on a lot of them already, but I, you know, maybe Doo-Wop, maybe a Doo-Wop tape, or maybe a Green Lantern.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
You know? Maybe a Green Lantern tape. I would get him to mix. Now, you know, we actually talked about doing something, but we never got to it, you know. But you know, shout to Big Mike. You know, he's like a legend.
Word.
In the mixtape game, you know. I did a few with him. You know, and a couple other cats, you know, that was in the mix around the time Dipset and Purple City was doing a lot of things.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think, you know, the mixtape format was a way to keep freedom and authenticity in hip-hop, you know, especially when we see how the game is changing now. Like, mixtape used to be a direct-to-consumer type stuff. Like, you could get it from the artist directly. And nowadays, the game is changing. We see that, you know, in the game, like, people are really spending time going to a artist's website, purchasing vinyls, you know, merch and all that. So what do you think about the comeback of the direct-to-consumer concept?
I believe that the artists, you know, definitely should have control of their art, without question. You know, the game, you know, it's really basically, you know, you have to, you know, stay in control of your destiny out here. And that's what really it is. You know, you can't let nobody hold your hand straight to go to the fans themselves. You know, you got to do it yourself. And you got to do it uniquely. So, you know, I just feel like, you know, if you don't have that access, find another way. You know, a lot of people are finding different ways to get with their fans through social media, things like that. You know, like I said, you know, but fans want that authenticity. They want tangible items, things they can hold on to remember their favorite artists. So, mm-hmm. You know, it is what it is with that.
Yes, sir.
As far as tangible items are concerned, yeah.
All right. And can we expect, like, you know, new vinyls, new merch from you? Because, you know, you got a huge fan base worldwide, man. They're probably waiting on that, you know?
Yeah. We got a new project is out right now called Black Rich Fort. You know, they can go to this website, MaisonTheFunk.com.
Nice.
And go order the album on there. Or you can go to, you know, get it digitally, but if you want vinyl CDs, they can go here. I have those available. More albums coming out soon on vinyl, but you can make orders at that website. If they need any Aguilar music or anything, you know, any new, you know, requests.
Dope. Where that name coming from? It sounds like a French word, Maison de Funk.
Yeah. That's a friend of mine that's from Ghana, Africa, my man Black Modesty. We partnered up to, you know, release the project on vinyl. Salute to him and Maison the Funk, you know, so, you know, we do special releases like that.
Dope. So what else can we expect from you in 2025? You know, the year just started, and I know you make a lot of music every day, man. So what are you working on?
I'm going on tour in the next few days with Kool Keith. I'll be out on the road. I'll be back, you know, like April. I'm going to Puerto Rico first. Do some shows out in my homeland. Oh. And I'll be back, you know, in April. We'll be back in the studio, in the springtime. But I'm just like, you know, still enjoying the success of Black Rich Port, which is out right now. And people haven't heard it, go check it out. It's online. It's on all streaming platforms.
Nice. And when can we expect you in Europe, bro?
Very soon. You know, hopefully the promoters act sooner on their booking. But yeah, we're in process of it.
Yes, sir. What you think about the European hip hop scene? Because out there, you know, we still got love, you know, from Boom Bap. Authentic music, you know, with substance. What you think about the hip-hop scene out there?
It's worldwide. I love it. I love it. I love the fact that, you know, I can go to other continents and, you know, hear heads that rock with Boom Bap. And, it's all over the world. I have a label in Japan myself, Propane Campaign Japan, and a few of my artists, legendary artists named Nips from Japan. And another homie, Cookie Crunch, you know, we about to release some things on them. So, you know, I'm always looking for that kind of talent that, you know, that fits the label on a worldly level. But yeah, I see hip hop all over the world.
Yes, sir. Your music is timeless. You know, you've been here for a while, man. And what do you think is the secret to longevity?
Consistency. Having yourself being, you know, having a goal and setting it and staying focused, very focused in a game where, you know, you can get easily distracted. And, that's really, you know, the gist of, you know, life, you know, is learning how to stay focused and learning how to, you know, keep yourself composed under certain situations. And, you learn as you go. You know, a lot of this has no playbook. Experience is the teacher. Mm-hmm. And you got to get around to meeting different artists that, you know, you can relate into or share that experience with, you know, and be around people that, you know, celebrate you and not tolerate you.
Yep.
So that's really, you know, simply what I would say to an artist up and coming, you know, to, you know, achieve longevity, you know, learning, you know, how to brand yourself, market, promote that as well, you know, learning what a label does, but do it on your own.
Yep. You know, I think they got to learn, you know, the business. And like you say, also the entourage, you know, the people around them, it's very important, man, to be around, you know, positive people, and not only yes man, you know, also people that can, you know, give you criticism about your music, you know, so that can open your mind a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, man. And you also produce, man, because a lot of people know you for your rap, of course, but you also make beats, man. So when did you start that, you know, and what could be also your advice for the upcoming producers out there?
Well, I started a long time ago, when hip hop was just beginning, as far as the drum machine era of it, you know, when drum machines, you know, with little Casio keyboards. And then, I took up music in school. I always loved music, you know, from, you know, the instrumental level, and then, you know, the studio production level of it. I was like young, like about like 9-10 years old when I first got a Casio sampler. From there, I was DJing before I got the sampler. So it all started from me being a DJ and understanding what records, you know, vinyl was. And, you know, my family, my godfather owned the record store. So I was already in the family with, you know, and I would meet guys like KRS-One, Rakim, Big Daddy Kane at my godfather's record store, Soul Shack in Brooklyn. So, you know, it was like all right, this is what the next thing is, and I grew into that. And, you know, break beats, sampling loops, breaks, stuff like that back then, you know, and there was really no majors picking up artists like that. It was just all independent, you know, so, my manager, John, he said, it's like it's going back to the 80s, which is true. You know, you got to go back, you know, to that independent level, put it out yourself, get it popping yourself. And, for me as a producer, finding my sound was, you know, represents who I am as a producer. And, you know, I felt like my sound is a Brownsville, urban, New York-based sound. But I'm influenced. Alchemist, you know, and I used to hang out a lot. We used to live in New York and we would go record shopping together, you know. So it was a lot of inspiration for me and him, you know, just hanging out. Stuff, you know, other producers as well, you know, I've been around, but I basically got my own sound, doing my own beats and my own studio, you know, and I would, you know, help other artists put their, you know, albums together as far as like, you know, EPMD album I did, the last two albums that they reunion albums, Back to Business and I'm Out of Business, Busta Rhymes, When Disaster Strikes, I started tailor making different levels of what artists, hip hop artists like. So I looked at it as me as a tailor maker, you know, somebody that understands the artist, what they like and what they want to hear.
You have the vision, you know what I'm saying, of the producer, because it's not only about making beats, you know, it's about producing and, you know, giving the artist the right path. And you've been around people, you know, legendary people your whole life, so you know how to do it. It's like natural to you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, once you get in a room with greats, you know, it's time to work.
Yep.
You know, when you get in a room with a lot of greats, you're like, all right, well, you know, being in the room with Guru, being in there with Coogi Rap, you know, being in there with KRS-One, you start getting this energy, you know, and then you want to perform to the highest level, yep. You know. And what's crazy is I was a young kid when I did Class of 87 for Kane, G-Rap, and KRS-One on Tony Touch album, The Peacemaker. So when I did that, I was a young dude, you know, I was younger. About like a couple years back, Kane goes on Twitter. He's like, yeah, man, this cut I did, check this out. You know, he posted it, tweeted it. And I was like, yo, I produced that. You know what I'm saying? He's like, oh, word, you did? And then, you know, I was like, yeah, you know, that's me. And then, you know, that wound up leading us to working more. But, you know, it's a journey, man. You know, certain things you never know, you know, what could happen if you don't, you know, put your chips in the right place, you know. And that's what, you know, I was doing. I was just like, I was kind of like around the energy, you know, being around it. And then, you know, just happens to, you know, something just happens to ignite when you're around that energy, and then, you know, the process begins.
Yep, the magic happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's one guy, you know, I like to see and also hear, of course, more music, is you and Alchemist, because you guys have that chemistry together, you know, when it comes to producing, when it comes to rapping, like the subjects y'all talk about. I wish, you know what I'm saying, like you guys were working on some more stuff together, because that was like crazy. The music really had like a, you know, like a picture to it. You could like paint the music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shout to Al, man. Big up to him. I know he a busy guy right now. You know, I'm sure he got a lot going on, but if it ever happens again, yeah, you know what I mean? If we ever get to that level, you know, I'll be on deck.
Yep. So, yo, if Alchemist hear this shit, send some beats, man. Oh, yeah, man. Hey, What has been the biggest challenge in your career, bro?
Really just, you know, staying relevant, and healthy. And, you know, just, you know, getting to myself, you know, getting myself to where, you know, the name is household. Mm-hmm. You know, that's one thing that I stress a lot with myself, because I put in a lot of hard work. And, you know, you want to see the fruits of your labor. And, you know, yeah, you know, I won't stop till, you know, I'm worldly renowned with this, you know, and I feel like I'm almost there. I just need to, you know, keep pushing what I do and staying on my, you know, due diligence, and, you know, come with discipline. And, you know, it's cool to have a good time, you know, make good music. You know, and then, you know, you got to pay bills, and you got to get around in life. You know, you want to, you know, it makes me, you know, content that people still want to hear the music that I create after all these years, after 30 years in the industry. So, you know, I take it in stride, you know, and I just keep a direct focus on what I have to do.
Mm-hmm. You made some classics, man, and you know classics will never die, man. I think that shit will stay here forever, bro.
And shout out to the people in France. I got a lot of French supporters, and I big up the whole city of France, man. The whole country, excuse me. Paris. You know, they real big on ag, so I got to give it up out there, man. Big up to the homies.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we wish to see you out there very soon, my man.
Oh, yeah. God willing.
Yes, sir. And do you have any last words, man, for your people out there, you know, overseas and worldwide? You know what I mean?
Visit www.agalarmusic.com and go there. Go check out the music. You know, follow me on Instagram, Agalar Music. I mean, Agalar the Don, excuse me. Instagram, and you know, if they want to tap me in, man, for features and all that, yeah, hit us up. You know, we'll update everybody, you know, on where we'll be at, you know. So hopefully we'll be out there in France very soon. But yeah, go get the new album, Black Rich Port. It's out now. Don't miss out. Fire.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll make sure to spin the records in the Mixtape Paddock show, you know, always supporting that real shit, man.
No doubt. Big up to you out there, and big salute on the interview. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you for your time, my man. Take care, and I wish you nothing but the best for 2025, you know.
Salute, Mixtape Paddock. One love. Peace.
Okay, Aguilar. Take care, bro.